Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 36 of Lent. That means 10 more days. 10 more days of Lent. I hope you all had a good Feast of St. Joseph yesterday. And today we will once again get into our meditation from Bishop Jacques Bossuet. They're all from a collection called Meditations for Lent from Sophia Institute Press. This video will go up on YouTube and Spiritus TV, and the audio will go up on all the audio podcast apps. Okay, well, a couple of quick housekeeping sort of items. Tonight, so if you're watching this today on Wednesday, March 20th of 2024. Tonight, we are doing a review of episode 3 from Mass of the Ages that just came out last night. So check out our review. And yeah, so I'm going to throw up an image on screen. There won't be anything to watch or look at. You just listen and meditate upon what's being said. And we're going to get going. Day 36. Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent, the scribes. While he was preaching in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us by what authority you do these things." Luke 20:1-2. While they seemed to be asking chiefly about his authority to teach, the question extended to everything else that Jesus had done. It was as if they had asked him, "By what authority do you enter so solemnly into the temple? By what authority do you teach? In the name of what power do you chase off the money changers? Only we can give you that authority, but we have not given it to you. Whence does it come?" These are questions that the scribes and priests have a right to ask. Jesus, however, does not give them any instruction on this point. "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Luke 20:8. Instead, he reveals their bad faith and hypocrisy. Jesus is so easily understood by those with docile and humble spirits. The Samaritan woman, a sinner, speaks openly to him about the Christ. And he says to her directly, "I who speak to you am he." John 4:26. "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" he asked the man born blind. "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" "You have seen him, and is he who speaks to you." "Lord, I believe." And he adored him. John 9:35-38. So it is in other places. When he does not respond in the straightforward manner, which is so fitting, it is because the men to whom he is speaking are not worthy. "By what authority are you doing these things?" Matthew 21:23. He had already answered them in a similar case. Having said to a paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven," Matthew 9:2, which was to do something much greater than he had ever done. And the scribes, finding this to be strange, he spoke to them in this way, which is easier, to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise and walk"? "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man, "rise, take up your bed, and go home." Matthew 9:5-6. He had therefore clearly established his power to forgive sins, which is the greatest power that could be given to a man. There was nothing more to ask him. The only thing to do was to submit. As they could not resolve to do so, they came to him again. "By what authority do you do these things?" Luke 20:2. As if they had asked, "By what power do you heal the sick? By what power do you restore sight to the blind? By what power do you raise the dead?" It was only too clear that he did these things by the power of God, and only an evil spirit could have prompted them to ask him about matters so evident. Elsewhere, in the same spirit, they ask him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. John 10:24. To hear them speak so forcibly, you would think that they were in good faith and wanted to know the truth. But the response of Jesus shows that the contrary was the case. You want me to tell you openly who I am, but I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. John 10:25. They had two witnesses, his word, and what was even stronger, his miracles. The eternal truth, which they poorly consulted, had nothing more to say to them and nothing more to do than to confound them before the people. And we come to the same impasse when we question our own conscience about matters that are already plainly resolved. We are only seeking to trick the world or to trick ourselves. Let us cease to flatter ourselves. Let us stop seeking the expedients that will bring about our ruin. Let us break this dangerous and scandalous commerce by giving back the good we have wrongly acquired. Let us be faithful to the duties of our profession. Let us not retreat before the precepts of the gospel, and let us certainly not seek the broad way that leads to perdition. And there is the meditation for today. So we are within 10 days of the end of Lent. Holy Week begins on Sunday with Palm Sunday. These last 2 weeks of Lent, Passiontide, usually a person would step up, you know, their fasting and penance and things like that. So if you haven't already done so, consider doing that, or, you know, consider starting that maybe next week sometime. Whether it's an extended fast, adding extra penance or prayer, just think about doing something extra than what you've been doing so far this Lent, within these last 2 weeks of Lent here. So anyways, thank you all once again. I hope you all have a good and blessed day, and I will see you all again tomorrow.